gut feelings are guardian angels. And that is the thought for today. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles, because you deserve to be happy. Now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. For a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/7goodminutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we learn about 6 gut feelings you should never ignore. Enjoy.
When making difficult decisions, people often tell you to just listen to your gut. We all have a sort of sixth sense in knowing what is right and wrong, and whether or not the decision we are making is a good one. All of the information that you process subconsciously triggers a physical response that you shouldn't ignore. These feelings are the most primal of impulses and evolutionary instincts hardwired into us, and their main purpose is to protect us. It's very important not to dismiss warning signs from your subconscious, as it picks up much more about the environment around you than your conscious mind does, and it can help you make better decisions. So, here are 6 gut feelings that you should not ignore. Number 1. A sense that you're not well. We've all had that nagging feeling in the back of our minds that something just isn't right with our bodies. But most people would rather dismiss it as simple paranoia than try to address where the feeling is coming from. Experiencing this kind of gut feeling should always lead you to do something about it, in case whatever is going on gets worse and you have a much more serious problem down the road. Maybe it's an ache in a particular area, some kind of new sensation, or just an overall feeling of imbalance. Whatever the change may be, remember that the human body is far more intuitive than most people give it credit for, and making an appointment with your doctor when something feels off is a good idea. Number 2. A feeling of danger. Sudden uneasiness can hit you out of nowhere. Maybe you were just about to start driving to work when you get a chill down your spine or a feeling that you may be in danger, despite having made this commute 1,000 times. No matter the situation or how safe you think you are, give this sudden sense some credibility and try to figure out where the danger could be coming from. Then try to remove yourself from the situation. A big part of your brain is devoted to processing subconscious and unconscious information that isn't available to your conscious mind, which means your brain could be picking up on certain clues without you even being aware of it. The more primitive parts of your brain are very good at picking up on threats and danger, an evolutionary tool to help you survive. At worst, it may inconvenience you, but listening to it could also save your life. Number 3. Being drawn to someone. There are positive gut instincts you should pay attention to as well. One of them is the urge to help another person. Even if there isn't an obvious reason why someone would need your help, your brain picks up on body language, tone, and other indicators that can suggest the opposite. It doesn't cost anything to ask someone if you can help them in some way. Besides, it's human instinct to help others and make a difference for someone if we can. Other times, you may get the feeling that someone could just be the key to accomplishing some goal or dream you have. Your gut tells you that this person will be important in your life, whether it's as a friend, romantic partner, or business partner. Getting to know them could lead to an amazing opportunity. If you feel this pull towards someone, you should probably act on it. Strike up a conversation and see where it leads. Number 4, I can do this. Overthinking things can create obstacles that weren't even a problem in the first place. Maybe you've spent time and effort preparing for an important play or a big game, and you are as ready as can be, until it comes time for you to actually perform, and you end up doing subpar because your mind goes into overdrive with all the negative possibilities. No matter how talented a person is, they can still choke when they have to perform, and it usually comes from their own minds psyching them out, thinking too much instead of acting on instinct. If whatever you're doing comes naturally to you, using your heart instead of your head is the way to go. Find some way to distract your mind, calm your thoughts, and let your instincts take over. Number 5, this feels right. This gut feeling can apply to every aspect of your life. If it just feels right when making a personal or professional decision, it probably is. It's just as important to trust your gut as it is your head when it comes to important decisions. If you feel even the slightest bit off about something someone is trying to convince you to do, then it might not be for you. Facts aren't everything and won't always help you make a decision. The decision will boil down to how you feel about it, which is why you should follow your gut instinct if something just feels right for you. Number 6, I'm going to regret this. Everyone has regrets, whether they stem from acting before thinking or being pressured by others. We don't look back on those decisions fondly. When you do look back, though, you remember that gut feeling you had right before, telling you that you should stop or you'd regret it, and ultimately, it was right. The best way to avoid having so many regrets later in life is to stop before you make decisions and see if that feeling in the pit of your stomach is telling you to turn back. Of course, these aren't the only gut feelings you can experience. There are more instincts you can learn to hone in on, but these are some of the most important ones to listen to. Listening more to your intuition can save you a lot of trouble by helping you avoid bad situations and gravitate toward good ones. This can open up some amazing possibilities for your life.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.